This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
I've arrived on a private tropical isle with my very own palatial waterfront villa. Following my first seductive soak in a beachside plunge pool, two housemen have arrived with an icy libation and a snack of fresh-caught lobster. This private isle is situated in the midst of one of the planet's largest and most beautiful barrier reefs. In its gin-clear water, snorkeling, scuba diving, and fishing are the stuff of legend. I met my private island, Cayo Espanto, nestled off the coast of Belize in the Caribbean Sea, a place where dreams become reality. Envisioned by Jeff Graham, who turned a personal dream of creating an ultra-lux destination into reality, Cayo Espanto is imbued with stellar service and melded with the world's finest cuisine sourced locally from fishermen and farmers. It is a place where your wish is a command. Here, there's only one class, and that's first class. Cayo has been humming along since 1999, discreetly attracting honeymooners and celebrities such as Leonardo DiCaprio, Bill Gates, Tiger Woods, and Jennifer Lawrence. Graham says, "I created Cayo as an oasis for lovers, but equally alluring for the solo traveler seeking blissful peace and family getaways. The privacy offered at Cayo Espanto also makes it the perfect place to be safe and socially distanced while still enjoying the adventure. Even the process of getting to Cayo Espanto is pure magic. We flew United Airlines from Houston to Belize City, where a Cayo representative was waiting to whisk us seamlessly through customs and expedite boarding the Tropic Air hopper flight to San Pedro Island. From there, another Cayo Espanto representative drove us to nearby docks to meet the shuttle boat that zipped us across the bay to our private island. The entire staff, from cooks to housemen, housekeepers, and masseuse, formed a receiving line and awaited our arrival on the dock. The fine-tuned, nuanced training of staff members is so peerless that they could serve as tutors for staff at premier five-star resorts around the world. Their delivery, style, grace, and authentic friendliness has tempted more than one multimillionaire guest to offer a king's ransom to spirit away staff members to their own mansions in the Hamptons. Oh, and that leads to another nuance of perfection. My partner and I agreed our massages on this isolated islet were among the best treatments we'd ever had anywhere in the world. A little more on service. One or two housemen delivered a meal or drink, it was done with a graceful precision, reminiscent of two syncopated ballerinas. They deftly slid in a plate or flatware with right arms artfully resting behind their backs. Graham totally values his workers and treats them with the respect of treasured friends and provides an incredibly handsome compensation package. He proudly noted that one of his employees had parlayed his pay into ownership of six homes in his nearby hometown. Johanna Reed from Vancouver, BC says, "I didn't realize how much I needed a chill-out trip until I settled in at my waterfront villa. I unpacked, changed into my breezy island wear, ate a delicious seafood lunch on my private deck next to my plunge pool, took some photos of the cerulean sea, and felt my blood pressure instantly drop. This was my first trip in I don't know how long, where I could just relax, enjoy the vistas, swim whenever I wanted, read a book, or just gaze at the stars." Courtney Mann from Charlottesville, Virginia added, "Each meal served in our cabana was more impressive than the last, and when we left the island, our first thought was to form a plan to save enough money to return for another dose of pure indulgence." I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Cayo Espanto in the heart of the Caribbean, in the country of Belize. We'll see you here.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.